public testimony, especially when you're 800 miles away.
Thank you. I guess I might be familiar, Randy. I know that you wouldn't cause any offense in any
Yeah.
harm.
All right. Any questions?
May I continue on 62 for a moment?
Go right ahead.
On 62, we have a serious reservation with the reduction that it makes to a school with 25 students in average daily membership. That would cause us hardship in our district, and we note that it causes $10 million of hardship across the state. I think that sophisticated analysis of that would lead us to conclude that doing away with some of these schools and providing education through other strategies may prove to be equal to or a greater expense, and I don't see that particular analysis here. If we're looking at the bill correctly, changing from 17 to 16 as a divisor on lines 17 and 18 of the second page has value, and we would not oppose that. We have looked at the three districts, North Slope, Unalaska, and Valdez, and we're not prepared to provide an analysis on Section 1, but we would say Section 2 in the support document as far as the pluses and minuses causes us great concern, and we definitely would speak against that. Section 1 needs to be analyzed carefully from the vantage point of those three districts. Basically, we would like to go on record as maintaining status quo and improving the level of funding for schools as opposed to taking large dollars out. Those are my comments. Would you like to add any? Mr. Doyle, shaking his head.
Okay, Mr. Sorensen, the next person I'm going to recognize is Mr. Bob Doyle.
Mr. Doyle, go ahead.
Okay, before. Okay, thank you. Questions?
I'd be glad to respond to questions.
Questions? Mr. Adams?
No, I just, if we can have it in writing on the changes they would like to make, I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sorensen, can you fax those recommendations to my office at 465-4979?
465-4979.
Right, and then we'll distribute it to the other members of the committee.
Thank you. Is that Mr. Phillips, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. return to my office.
Okay. I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
We're going to go to Kenai, then Valdez, and then Cordova in that order. Mr. Schwerner on Senate Bill 62 from Kenai.
No comment.
Okay. That's easy. Valdez, Miss Marilyn Lehigh? Or Lee? Do we have Valdez online? Go right ahead.
We would like to oppose Bill 62. We also like to reiterate comments of the superintendent from Matt too that this is not time to go messing around in the foundation itself, with the foundation itself, and that these provisions might look like they might impact us quite a negative effect.
Because Valdez is hurt by this. Any questions before the committee?
None.
Okay, hearing none, thank you. We're going to go to Cordova to Miss Becky Chapek. Do we have Cordova online?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go right. State your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Yes, my name is Becky Chapek. I'm with the Cordova School Board. And I just have one comment I'd like to bring up pertaining to Section 141749, the school price index. I have a concern in that the index may be based on historic average expenditures of a district. Cordova is currently in the bottom third as far as the state goes in our beginning teacher salary. This point currently being hammered home during negotiations in our district, and they want to see this change. Given the Alaska School Price Index, it appears that districts who have done cost containment of salaries will be penalized and locked into our low position. Along the same lines, Cordova is ranked by the area cost differential, the same as school districts on a highway system. This may not be a true representation of the cost of doing business in a community without a road. And even though the area cost differential is going by the way, we have still put together budgets based on it, and as a result, resolve, we will again, you're reflecting the phone figures to the new school president. Some have City of Cordova appropriated over the minimum, and as a result, we have put together some pretty bare bones budgets. It appears that for fiscally conservative districts such as ours, there will be no rewards. I would also like to ask that you seek a permanent solution to the single dual site inequities that have that were put in place when the foundation formula went into being. It seems like the only solution being considered at this point is just dropping it as a supplemental, and I think that the inequity was recognized early on and needs to be permanently fixed. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to attempt to come up with something if we can this session, but as you may know, this is a very difficult subject matter to deal with 60 people in an executive branch. Any questions before the committee? Okay, we're going to go to Funter Bay. That's here in Southeast, isn't it? Donna Emerson, please.
She's calling in on a radio phone.
Okay, we'll hold that one. Go back to, I think it's the Anchorage LIO. Larry Wiggett, you had a question on Senate Bill 233.
Yes, thank you, Senator Phelps. My name is Larry Wiggett. I'm the Director of Government Relations for the Anchorage School District. I have a question in relationship to 233. Perhaps Mr. Guiley can answer it for us. It's currently Anchorage has three funding communities, Eagle River, Girdwood, and the Anchorage Bowl itself. And it appears as if Girdwood is covered under number 6, who was created as a funding community by the department as of January 1, et cetera, et cetera. The question I have is in terms of the Eagle River funding community, as are we a part of it? Would that be considered under Section 2C1, all the public schools within a city school district, or would that somehow be covered under number 4, a high school independent schools outside of the city but located within a rural school district or regional educational attendance area, as that really we are a city school district and not a rural school district?
Mr. Guiley, you sort of piqued my interest.
Ms. Sheridan, in relation to the question posed, the Girdwood funding community was one of the funding communities that I referred to as an elementary school that the department believes is currently inappropriately receiving revenue under the combined K-12 schedule. But the Eagle River funding community is one that the department continues to support as a separate funding community.
Okay. Mr. Wickett, does that answer your question?
I'm just curious, under this, I understand Mr. Guiley's relationship to Eagle River and to Girdwood as it relates to the department's position. My question is, in relationship to this bill, this particular bill, would Eagle River still be considered a separate funding community as this bill is written if it were passed this legislation?
Senator, yes, it would be.
Yeah, the answer is yes. Mr. Wiggett.
Yes, Senator Phelps. Thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to try on the radio telephone, right? To Funter Bay, Donna Emerson.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, over.
Yes, good morning, Senator. My name is Donna Emerson. I live at Funter Bay on Admiralty Island. And I have two children that are in their 7th year using the excellent correspondence program from the state. I'm also the chair of the parent group for the school and have tried over the years to listen closely to the concerns of all the students and their families. I can only speak this morning to the portion of SB
Does that conclude your comments? Over.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions? Ms. Emerson, can we have a two-way conversation, or do we have to say over on the radio telephone here in Alaska?
No, this my end of the radio, but I can hear you as long as I'm not talking.
Yeah, that's why I figured. That's why I'm saying over. Okay, any questions? Anything else to add, Ms. Emerson? Over.
No, not at this time. I sure appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Okay, thank you for calling. Do we have anybody else on teleconference on Senate Bills 62, Senate Bills 232 and 233, or anybody in this room in Juneau, Alaska, to testify?
All right. Matt Sue again, Senator Phillips, we thank you for allowing us to come in.
Well, I want to apologize because I truly did not know. Anyway, with that, hopefully, second time we're going to adjourn at 10 minutes before 11. We're adjourned.